Chrysler today announced its second major restructuring of the decade. The company says it will cut about 13,000 jobs and close an assembly plant in an effort to return to profitability. Chrysler lost more than $1.3 billion on operations last year and dragged down the profits of its parent company, Daimler Chrysler. In seeking to downsize quickly, the Chrysler division will be following in the footsteps of GM and Ford. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Even before details of the latest restructuring began dribbling out, it was clear that Chrysler was on track to become a smaller company. Sean Macklin is with the Center for Automotive Research. He says there's been a lot of gallows humor from workers in Detroit about the timing of today's announcement.
It's called the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. It's the third shoe dropping here. After GM and Ford, we knew Chrysler would have to do it as well.
Like GM and Ford, Chrysler relied heavily on pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles for its profits. A spike in gas prices last year sent sales of those vehicles plummeting and forced all three of the automakers to start looking for a way out of a growing crisis. Jack Fitzgerald thinks he knows what the domestic automakers need to do. He opened his first franchise, a Dodge dealership, back in 1966, and he believes many of Detroit's current wounds are self-inflicted.
We don't take care of our customers, we don't stay in business. And the problem with Detroit is that they're insulated from that because they don't deal directly with the customers. The union leaders don't have to take care of a customer with a complaint, and management doesn't have to take care of a customer with a complaint. They leave that to people like me and the people that work in my dealerships.
Standing on the floor of his dealership in Kensington, Maryland, Fitzgerald says he's not holding out much hope the latest restructuring will do much to avert Detroit's two-decade-long slide.
It's heartbreaking to me. I have a huge investment in the domestic industry, and you can tell I'm not very happy about it. And they're not very happy with me. If I could afford to, I guess we'd part company, but I have an investment. I have lots of customers that have bought these brands. And I'm hopeful that somebody will get control of these companies and make real cars out of them, just like Toyota and Honda do. It's inexcusable for them not to.
One way Chrysler hopes to turn things around is by doing more to share parts and platforms with its German parent company, Daimler-Benz. But auto industry experts remain skeptical. It's been nearly 10 years since Daimler acquired Chrysler, and the two companies have never integrated operations very well. Automotive writer Brock Yates says consumers have a lot to choose from in the U.S. market and may not be willing to wait for yet another turnaround attempt at Chrysler.
It's a war in Detroit, and that war has now gone worldwide, and it's spreading even farther to the east as not only the Koreans are now in play, but I'm sure the Chinese are going to be in this game within the decade.
With today's announcement, the domestic automakers GM, Ford, and Chrysler combined have eliminated or plan to eliminate more than 80,000 production jobs. Jack Spear, NPR News.